And we welcome in right now John Goodwin of the Humane Society of the United States. He's the manager for animal fighting issues. And just interesting conversation with you off the air. You've been making the rounds to much of the Montgomery media today. Thanks for making your way over to Tallahassee this morning.
Oh, very happy to.
Yeah, and look forward to talking to you here in the next segment about some of the issues that we have in this state of Alabama with the penalties, for one, for cockfighting is one that you're looking at primarily. And you're telling me that Alabama is one of the states that has the old slap on the wrist, a $50 fine if you're caught and proven guilty in this, where 38 states across the nation find it a felony. Talk about that a little bit.
We know cockfighting is a gambling crime that's motivated by profit. And so when you don't have a penalty that's strong enough to offset the potential gain, then these guys just see it as the cost of doing business. One example of that is in Randolph County. On February 28th, they had a big cockfighting raid. 150 people were arrested. 114 of them came from Georgia, where cockfighting's a felony. So what we're seeing is that these guys go jurisdiction shopping, and they're coming into Alabama to commit their crimes here because they'll just get slap on the wrist. Now, in addition to that, at the raid in Randolph County, they found a lot of methamphetamines and other narcotics, so they're bringing that with them too. Yeah. We're trying to turn that magnet off.
One thing that you bring up is the gambling. We all know we're not naive enough to believe they're just there to watch them fight. Right. They're putting money on these birds. So here in the state of Alabama, where just about every kind of gambling is illegal. I mean, it is. We've got certain type of things out there, but there's another problem as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cockfighting only exists for gambling. That's why they do it. The birds are seen as just gambling devices. They're not seen as, you know, animals. And that's what the motivation for that is. And hopefully there are people in the legislature that have taken a strong line against gambling will recognize that cockfighting is just one more form of it in addition to being animal cruelty, and hopefully come around to supporting our legislation to increase the penalties for this.
John, what type of increased penalties would it go from just the $50? What are we looking to advance it to it once they become a felony? What does that bring with it?
Well, the bill has gone through several drafts because of different negotiations that have happened up there. You know how it is in the sausage-making process of politics. It started off being a first offense felony bill. Now it would be a first offense Class A misdemeanor and then a felony for repeat offenders. And so, you know, you could get prison time, probably wouldn't on the first offense. Most of the time people don't get prison time for the misdemeanors. But, you know, someone to repeat offender that shows the judge that they hadn't learned the error of their ways the first time around could certainly get some prison time. And I think that's probably a good idea, because at some of these cockfighting derbies, people can walk away with $10,000 or $15,000. You know, they pool all the entry fees together. The winner of the derby walks away with the whole pot. And, you know, if we're going to offset that gain, you've got to have a strong penalty.
We worry so much about the gambling side of it, too, but, you know, it's an inhumane process as well. You know, the animals, we talk about that as well. You know, we've talked about, you know, I've heard of, you know, stories of they loading them up with a different type of weaponry, like spear, like razors and things on them. I mean, how do people justify doing things like that?
Well, I know that the people listening to the program can't see, but I do have something here for a little show and tell. That's for you guys.
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
We have a little
You get a picture of that, tell us.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah.
We have here a 2.5-inch blade. And what they do is they cut the natural spur off the back of the rooster's leg, you know, leave about a little half-inch nub, and they tie on a weapon, either a knife like what I'm holding that's about 2.5 inches long. They also have shorter knives that are about an inch long. And then they have another weapon called a gaff, which is about 2.5 to 3 inches long, and it's like a curved ice pick so that it causes puncture wounds. And when the birds fight, they set them down, and they come across the pit at each other, and they jump up in the air. And when they make contact, they're kicking each other and hitting each other at the back of the leg, inflicting cuts with these weapons.
Unbelievable.